The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him all by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and spitting touched his tongue. And then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, Ephatha, that is, be opened. And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Let us go, my guru. sometimes we are believing in what is not the truth. I know in different occasions. For example, to know that a person who don't know about medicine, the people go instead of going to the doctor because they believe in the power of the person, and of course, many of them die because of their ignorance. But anyway, we can be careful because our faith will be so little if we don't accept to put our life in the hands of the Lord. Maybe to be sick is a blessing. Oh, no, this is horrible. No. But this example of Jesus to offer himself to the Father, and we don't want to suffer. Every time we are suffering something, go to the Lord. Instead of saying, "Oh Lord, if you want, cure me, but I am disposed to accept your will." Of course we can pray and ask the Lord whatever you want or we want, but only imitating Jesus. He was there preparing for his offering to the Father, and the night before was praying there with the disciples, but apart from them, "Father, is this possible? Liberate me. But don't go my way, but your way. I accept your will." And he accepted the will of God to suffer. Oh, what a faith was a person who are not looking for desperately the cure or whatever, but accepting the will of God and praying that, "Is this the will of God? There is no problem for me. Oh Lord, do you want me to be sick? I prefer to be sane, but anyway, I am disposed to do your will. If you want me to be sick, I allow you. I accept your will." A very, very Christian don't go to ask miracles. Anyway, if this is not my prayer that is receiving from the Lord, let us go to others. This is the history of the people of Israel. They are surrounded by many people who are not Jews and don't know the real God. And they many times treason the Lord and go to the Baal, whatever God, false God, of course, that the other people are adoring. And it comes and is also occurring now that there are many people that they say that they believe, but after, when there is a problem, if there is no solution, at least visible, they go to someone. No problem. Is it a priest or is it a guru, whatever? To require a miracle. And after, you don't see that there are many miracles around you, the many gifts that we are receiving every day from the Lord. It's only that it's my will to be saved. And the Lord said, it's my will that you are saved. Why? Because on this earth I am pulling you for only few years. Only few years. And you have to demonstrate that you want to be saved. And I sent to you, said the Father, my Son, to suffer for you in order to be saved forever in my house. And you are pretending to go to hell, to heaven, but not accepting my will and this life for these few years you are living here. What do you deserve? To go to heaven? No. No. This is not what you deserve. My brothers and sisters, we have to be sincere with the Lord. There are many things that we can ask Him. Many things. But always, as Jesus said that night, but only your will, my Father. Only your will. I am here to do your will. And this is a life of a Christian. It's a life of the person who has faith in the Lord. You permit me this, an accident, whatever, or even death? Okay. There is no problem. Because we are here, we are only for a few years. And if I am believing in your promises and believing in you, I accept your will. Or, what is my faith? How much my faith is? Nothing. If I am not putting my life in the hands of the Lord. This is example of Jesus. He is not asking the Lord to, at the end, make a special miracle in order that he can be free of that horrible death. No. He wanted and asked the Lord if it is possible. But your will first. This is, my brothers and sisters, what we have to do if we want to have the faith that the Lord wants us to have.